Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for January 26th, 2025 is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 31. The guest preacher is one of our youth from our youth-led service, Ben Cleland.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. In one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink from one spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would its hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But it is God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. And I cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the hand to the head, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And the less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this, but God has so arranged the body, given the greater honor to the inferior members, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, first prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of hearing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm sure you've seen me walking around the hallways, or some of you have talked to me before, but if you don't know me, my name is Ben Cleland. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Springboro High School. I'm very into music. I have a passion for public speaking and a passion for helping others, which is why when I grow up, I would like to be like my grandfather sitting right there. Hi, Pops. And this awesome pastor sitting right here. And I would like to join them in the craft of being a pastor myself. It doesn't say you're supposed to clap for that on my paper. Oh no. I would like to thank Pastor Corey for giving me the opportunity to try my hand at preaching. And I would also like to thank all of you for giving me the opportunity and allowing me and the kids to have the honor of leading worship this Sunday. I'm already tired of this introduction, so I'm just going to start with the lesson. Our lesson today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In this passage, the Apostle Paul talks about unity and diversity of the church and how we are all members of one body, the body of Christ. Now, for this reading, I was suggested to use the Lutheran Study Bible as a resource to help me with this sermon because it contains useful background information about the city of Corinth, which helps us understand the context in which Paul is writing. The city of Corinth was a bustling hub of trade and culture in ancient Greece. It was characterized by its diversity and often challenged by moral complexions. It attracted people from various backgrounds, people like Jews, Gentiles, the wealthy elites, and the impoverished. This diversity, while enriching, tend to lead to some tensions within the church. Some members felt superior based on their spiritual gifts, which Pastor Corey, I think, discussed with us last week. Others in the church grappled with feelings of inferiority. Paul's letter was aimed at addressing these issues, emphasizing unity and love, and reminding us as believers that we are all part of the same body under Christ. Paul continues his letter to Corinth by reading, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body, through many, are one, so it is with Christ, for in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and are all made to drink of one spirit." Here, Paul draws our attention to the essential unity among all believers, regardless of their backgrounds or differences. Just as your body cannot function properly with all of its parts working together, the church cannot thrive unless each member recognizes their significant role in its mission. Every member within the church also serves a vital purpose. Paul illustrates how absurd it would be for the hand to diminish the value of the foot, for the eye to belittle the ear, and for... the appendix doesn't count. Likewise, each of us has been gifted uniquely by the Holy Spirit, which Pastor Corey also spoke about in our lesson last week. Some may be called to lead, others to teach, some to serve, heal, or even speak in tongues. In God's eyes, no gift is insignificant, and every contribution matters greatly. In today's world, where division often seems to overshadow unity, Paul's reminder to celebrate our diversity is more crucial than ever. Each individual's gifts and talents contribute to the rich tapestry of church life. Our differences reflect the creativity of our Creator. In Genesis chapter 1, when God was creating the earth, he made all sorts of creatures. He made birds in the air, sea monsters, cattle, wild animals, and humans. But do you think he made just one type of all these animals? Were all of these creatures alike? No. They were all made differently. When you look at this window behind me, there are different types of trees. There are different types of grass and flowers. God intended for creation to be diverse. Shouldn't our churches reflect that creation? It's vital to remember that it is not our differences that divide us, but our unwillingness to embrace them. When we celebrate the diversity in our midst, be it our cultures, backgrounds, or spiritual gifts, we embody the inclusive love of Christ. Each person brings something unique to the congregation, adding value and riches to our collective journey of faith. It is this diversity that is a gift, and our challenge is not only to accept it, but to actively celebrate it. But it is obviously not that easy. We shy away from people or ideas that don't align with our own, but that is not what Paul is trying to teach us. We need to stop running from our differences, and we need to stop acting like we are better than those beside us. We need to stop thinking that even one person can be missing from our church body and think it doesn't make a difference, because it truly does. Now, if you know me, you knew I was going to make this connection, but this little bit, I'm going to connect our lesson today to a marching band. So, my freshman year, my parents made it very, very clear to me that either I go to the gym or I signed up for a marching band. I'm guessing some of you laughed because your parents made you make that choice too. I decided to join the band, and in my first year, I absolutely fell in love with it. This year, I was given the privilege to be the section leader for an entire low brass of Springboro. Through my years as an instrumentalist, I've come to realize that each instrument, being the flutes or the tubas, from the percussion to the color guard, each section holds a vital place in creating a harmonious and powerful performance. Even if one section is missing, the music falls flat, lacking the depth and richness that defines a great melody. Just imagine a marching band without its percussion section. Would it miss the driving beat that keeps everyone in rhythm? But what if one person was missing? It would matter, I promise. When one member of our band is missing, some may believe that the music holds its integrity and our show would not be different, and we can agree to disagree with that one. But we are no longer whole. Every student in that band brings a unique gift to make us the Springboro High School Marching Band. When one person is missing, our music is not the same. Our spacing is not the same. We, as a band, are not the same. A marching band relies on the diverse gifts of each instrumentalist, color guard, director, drum major, all the stuff, just as the body of Christ depends on each member's unique contributions. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul emphasizes that every member of the church is important. When we honor and acknowledge each person's role, we enhance our collective mission and create a beautiful reflection of Christ's love. It is essential that we celebrate our unique gifts and recognize the importance of every member within our faith community. Likewise, if our church overlooks certain gifts or roles, we risk losing the fullness of what God intends for us. Every talent, every insight, and every act of service contributes to the beautiful symphony of our faith community. Paul's letter to Corinth emphasizes that no person is less important in the body of Christ. Paul even mentions the so-called weaker members are, in fact, indispensable. He goes on to state, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all should rejoice together." This reciprocal relationship strengthens our community and allows us to experience the fullness of Christ among us. Consider our congregation. Every volunteer, every prayer, and every member who supports the church in unseen ways, they all play a critical role. For example, when you walked in here today, you were most likely offered a bulletin by our ushers. Raise your hand, Matt. You got a bulletin from that guy. Now imagine with me, if you didn't get a bulletin from that guy right there, none of you would have a bulletin, which I see a lot of you looking at right now. Each of us matters and makes a difference. Whether their gifts seem small, like handing out bulletins, I love you, Matt, or great, like being voluntold to write the youth sermon. Thank you, Pastor Corey. They are equally significant in the eyes of God. As we serve one another, we must be mindful that our contributions, seen or unseen, are used by God to further his kingdom. No acts of kindness is too small, and no prayer is insignificant. In our community, let us cultivate an environment that acknowledges and values every skill. Just as Paul urges the people of Corinth, we should regard each member's contributions with honor, recognizing that it is through our collective efforts that we grow stronger at the body of Christ. Look around the sanctuary. Look at the gifts of our youth. You will slap us on the back most likely and tell us how brave and awesome we were for leading this worship today. Please do. It's fine. It's all good. But the youth here is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I ask you, we're doing it now. Why aren't we doing it all the time? Why do we not encourage and praise each other on any given Sunday? As members of the body in Christ, we are called to celebrate our unique gifts and acknowledge that every skill plays a crucial role in God's grand plan. We should embrace our differences and lift each other up. We fulfill the mission of the church to be a true reflection of Christ's love in the world, and we should heed Paul's call to the unity and diversity at Resurrection every day. As we depart today, may we strive to live as a unified body, celebrating our diversity and recognizing that every member is vital to the church. Remember, just as each instrumentalist in a band contributes to a powerful performance, so does each believer contribute to the magnificent body of Christ, even the appendix. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.